This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, risk management is always part of agriculture, but in a market defined by volatility, it's something producers are being forced to think about more deliberately than ever. That was part of a conversation at the Farm Credit Services of America booth at the NCBA convention in Nashville, where discussions focused on how lenders are evaluating risk, balance sheets, and long-term planning in today's ag economy. We'll hear more right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Fallon Savage is a Senior Vice President of Corporate Credit with Farm Credit Services of America, working with large-scale producers and agribusinesses. And though she works with larger clients, the message she brings resonates with farms of every size.
I think a lot of times when people think about risk management, they immediately go to positions on the board. And that's not always what risk management is. So first and foremost, we sit down with the producer and we want them to understand, and we want to understand, number one, what is your marketing plan? You know, who are you selling your products to? Who is the third party? What does that contract look like if you do have a contract in place? That's the first step that we do. Secondly, we want to understand, do they truly understand their cost of production? Do they understand what it takes, whether it's, you know, putting that feeder into the feedlot, whether it's that bushel of grain coming out of the field? Do they truly understand what their cost of production is? And so can they effectively margin and hedge that particular product for a profit? Last but not least, we also want to understand operational risk. So we sit down and talk to them. What happens if there's a failure? What happens if there's death loss? What happens? And just working with them on what can their balance sheet really survive? What can their balance sheet really take if they do have a significant loss and they're not protected on the other side? And so we view it very, very holistically in that conversation. So when we're working with a customer, our first step is working through all those, but also let's write that plan down. Let's follow that plan. Let's be disciplined in how we're approaching that plan. Because as we're seeing right now, there's a lot of volatility. Take various, you know, commodities that we're in. There's just tremendous volatility. And sticking with that disciplined approach and that disciplined plan, generally speaking, that's where we've seen the best success.
Savage says that risk management goes beyond market positions. It starts with knowing your cost of production and being realistic of what your operation can withstand if the markets move against you.
So what is their operating model? That's the first and foremost, is truly understanding what their operating model. So what weights are they buying at? Ultimately, you know, when they're thinking about putting those replacements in, at what weight are they purchasing it at? And what do they think about from a future state of a margin? That's the first and foremost, that step. Secondly, there's a variety of things out there. We've seen a tremendous growth in our LRP market, and that has been much more favorable to the producer in terms of helping not only lock in a margin, but really help, really frankly, create that floor. So that way, producers ultimately know long term, right, what they're going to have for a potential margin. Last but not least, producers also have to understand what their balance sheet can even withstand from a risk management program. And what I mean by that is, there's various option strategies, there's various future strategies, but some of them take significant capital in order to be able to withstand. And so that's the first step too, is understanding. So if you have these various strategies in place, what sensitivity analysis have you done in order to make sure that if the market moves on you $3, $6, $10, what does that mean to you from a margin cost perspective?
You can learn more by visiting with Farm Credit Services of America. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.